Debating on this so-called second board is about set to begin, in fact, the day after tomorrow. But you might be wondering, where is it physically? How many companies will be trading on that first day, and on what system? Well, the first stocks to be listed are China Agritech, which is raising $90 million, and Timeless Software, which is raising $400 million. Everything happens over at the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, just like the trading on the main board. On Friday, Pine Technology, maker of MP3 players and some other stuff, will be raising $250 million. Should you try to get in on these stocks, and are they a good buy? Well, joining us now to look at a few of these issues and the gem board itself is David Webb, former investment banker and head honcho of website.com, a site that looks at Hong Kong finance and regulatory matters. Good morning, David.
Nice to be here.
Well, you've written thousands of words on your site about the gem. I know you've really looked at it and other huge stories like the tracker fund, the Cyberport debacle. Before we get into some of these initial issues that are being traded this week, give us a quick overview on the gem and why it could be useful.
Well, the gem was set up with the aim of providing a NASDAQ type of market for Hong Kong. In contrast to the main board, the track record requirements are much shorter. You only have to be trading for 2 years with no profitability, whereas on the main board, you have to have 3 years of profits. So it was actually designed in a couple of years ago with the idea of any kind of growth stock. But during the time of its evolution, we've found that the greatest need for it will be in the tech sector.
And do we have these kind of companies coming to the fore, in your view?
If we look at the two that are, or two of the ones that are coming to the market this week, there's a bit of a mixed bag. One is certainly what you'd call a tech stock. It's China Agrotech. It's not an internet stock. It's involved in plant growth regulators, which are advanced organic chemicals designed to boost crop yields. And that's something that should be good news for China with its vast population to feed.
The company said it was 58 times subscribed. That means it's probably going to be pretty popular. Is it worth buying in your view?
Well, I've never bought IPOs on the basis that you usually find better value in the aftermarket. Accounts tend to be flattered. And if you look at this one, the prospective price-earnings ratio is about 10 times, but that relies on about fourfold growth in profit this year. So the historic multiple is about 40 times earnings.
Already?
You're obviously placing a great deal of value on the future. But it is the ideal type of company for the high-risk gem market.
And in the same way, Pine Technology, which is coming up the next day, is listing at $1.50. I believe that's about 12 times earnings. But again, judging by the interest, the multiple could shoot up to more than 30 or so on that first day. What's your take on this company?
Well, I'd be a sell at 30 times earnings. we're looking at a June 2000 forecast of 12 times earnings based on the offer price. But that relies on doubling of profit, so it's 24 times last year's earnings. And this actually is pretty much your normal run-of-the-mill electronics manufacturer. 80% of its output was not under its own brand. It's majoring its launch on the basis of the MP3, which is the latest portable music format. But you could buy in the main board a number of electronics manufacturers with similar profiles for about half the price-earnings ratio, so I would avoid this one.
Some experts have said, David, like they did on the tracker, that the gem isn't going to be that well received. From my own sort of unscientific and anecdotal evidence, I think just the opposite. I thought the tracker would be popular, and it was. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of speculative money out there that's just waiting to pounce on some of these shares. What do you think?
Well, I think the timing has been fortuitous. We are in a very frothy market at the moment. Blue chips, in my opinion, are overvalued. But the volume in the market is going in favor of retail investors right now. So I think it'll be very popular. It'll also be very speculative. And each retail investor has to sign a risk acknowledgement statement, understanding that some of these companies are more speculative than your normal companies on the main board.
Let's look at your website. I know you don't pull any punches. The articles that you write are very thoughtful and very deep, and actually you need a glossary of business terms to get through some of them. Who are you directing your stories at, and what are the objectives of your site?
The site is really aimed at fair markets in Hong Kong in terms of listed and governmental governance. So I'm not just looking at listed companies, but also the way in which the government runs the economy. And I've spoken up against the stock market intervention in August of 1998. and also the way the Cyberport was awarded earlier this year. So I'm aiming really at regulators, legislators, investment bankers, and also I hope to help educate the less knowledgeable retail investors on the things they should look out for in the stock market.
And where do we find it? I guess it's...
The web address is webb-site.com.
And you've got to get that hyphen in, because a couple of times before I had that memorized, I just typed in website, and of course you get about 8 million of them that come up. So it's web-site.com.
That's right.
Any upcoming story you'd like to tip us up, tip us on now?
Well, I've written a little story that's appearing this morning on the site, and that's about one of the new flotations on the mainboard, TCL. That's actually being, it's a TV manufacturer in China being spun out of what is now a mainland parent, but it was once controlled by Lux Industrial, which is a local electronics manufacturer. And the story there is really focus on your core competencies, because Lux was once very good at making TVs, and then it decided to get into Vietnamese cement plants and properties in Wuhan and Saigon.
Okay,
well, it all went horribly wrong.
I'll have to cut you off there. Producer's waving a hand at me, but I'll be looking at the site today and check that story out. Thanks, David.
Yes, sir.
David Webb there from website.com.